Hey, it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening to
Girl Talk.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my God, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. Sorry, this is late. We've been crazy. Well, I personally have been, but yeah, we're here. We're back. After a little bit, it's Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie. Hi. What's up?
Hi,
what's
everyone.
I actually thought Ju said it's June. I was like, what? It's June?
No. But Lucy, what is it today?
I don't know, Ju. What is it today?
I don't know. Sorry. This is a late release. But because we're spilling into April, guess what today is, y'all? It's our Sophie special!
I freaking knew it! Yo!
We're gonna do something a little fun today. So
I knew it. What the heck, guys?
What the heck, indeed. How did you know?
Again, our cover-up story.
No way! Oh my God! No way!
Hello!
Hello!
I'm gonna cry.
How's it going, y'all?
Welcome to our Sophie special. And we have a special guest today. Gabby, please introduce yourself.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Gabby Rojadio. I'm the best friend of Sophie Concho. And I'm also good friends with Julia and Lucy.
Yeah! So, guess what we're... Actually, you don't know what we're doing today. What we're gonna do today is kind of... out of the ordinary. I got this idea from a friend who, in their barcada, they do this like every single time someone has a birthday. They have like a quiz night where they ask the celebrant weird questions about each of their friendships. Very weird, specific, obscure questions. So that's exactly what we're gonna do today to celebrate you. Ah! And we felt, because Lucy and I have only known you for like the span of high school. We needed backup. We needed like good content. good content. And hence, we had to pull in Gabby for this. So, this is gonna be fun. I'm honestly excited to see what Gabby has to say. There's a lot.
I'm
low-key nervous.
Me too. I was like, when you got into the waiting room, I was like, okay, let's go. Okay, so, all right. Like, we're basically gonna quiz you about us. About us? It became about us. About our friendships, basically.
Oh, no.
That's kind of it. Okay, so, I think because Gabby's our guest, Gabby should go first. And then we can just make rounds. So, it can be Gabby, and then Lucy, and then me. All right.
All right.
Okay, let's... If you're ready, Gabby.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start really easy. So the first question is, when we were in China, you got mad at me.
I did.
You got...
I love
you
that the sentence started when we were in China. Like, that's called
like,
a girl-boss friendship.
You're like, oh, no. You got mad at me because I couldn't choose between something. What was I trying to choose between?
This is so hard. What, you think this is easy? What the heck? Gab, I don't know.
Yes, because you don't get mad at me, but this time you were like, girl, just choose. And I was like, okay.
Is it like food?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know, man. Like, we went out to a coffee date, like down the street, or like that street food thing. I don't remember. Oh my God, I got mad at you?
Not really mad, but more like, girl, just choose, come on! Get your indecisive ass on the go.
Okay, I really don't know, I can't lock in an answer. Please refresh my memory.
Okay, I was trying to choose between wontons and noodles.
What the heck? Okay. Okay.
She was hungry, she wanted to eat already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
Wow. I don't
that was actually
that.
Hard. Gabby.
Yeah, Gabby.
But the way that started with, when we were in China. Okay, flex that. Okay. Okay, Lucy, go.
Oh my god.
Should Lucy's I, like, gonna start with, like, when we were in New York, and I'm gonna be like.
Should I, like, segue from there? You
go
know?
For it. Go for it.
All over the world. Okay, do you remember? Oh my god, there's two from, like, New York that I don't know if, which one I should say. Okay, I think. Okay, do you remember, not in New York, but when we were in Washington? Well, when we were in our conference, we were lining up in the buffet. And then, because of course there were so many cute guys, but there was this one guy from my group, from my LGM. And then we went like, hoy, 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 hoy. Like, we kept saying hoy. And then he turned around and he looked at us. And then after that, we started giving him a nickname. Because his name reminded us of someone from here in the Philippines. You remember what that guy's nickname was?
Oh my god, I hate everything. I don't remember. But is this the South African guy?
No, no, no.
He's the only one that's guapo. What are you talking about?
Wait. There was another one.
Is this Alaska boy?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Not Alaska boy. There's a guy who looked like the Alaska mascot.
Yeah, the one in the can.
Yeah, did you show exactly him a picture like of him?
Yeah, we took a pic side by side. Yo, I don't remember. I'm such a bad friend. What the heck? Okay. No, I don't. Who? What's the nickname?
Oh my god, I won't say it. Because it's kind of like politically.
Oh, okay.
No! So,
but the guy's just name was Rodrigo.
Oh! He was good looking.
I sort of remember now. Okay, Rodrigo. Rodrigo. What the heck? Joe, please give me an easy question. Come
yeah,
on.
Okay, none of my questions involve travel. Sorry, guys. Because we've never traveled together. It's more of like, I don't know, very old fetus stuff. Okay, so I have photo reference, but this is kind of not really basic. But in this photo, okay, I'm going to describe the photo to everyone. We are small and in both in maroon jackets. Here's the photo. Where were we and why did we take this photo?
Oh my god. Okay, the only things I can remember are like either fair, like the night thing, or I don't know, man, maybe Ateneo. I don't know. What the heck? What? Okay, mm-hmm. I really don't know. That looks
she
like
she doesn't
fair.
Remember anything.
It's like the classic Sophie pose and the smile, the ganon.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, the old.
Big back in grade 8.
So yeah, big. Look, man. This
was
is
I
like
wearing
grade
braces?
9.
We. Oh, okay.
No, no, no. You didn't have. Both of us didn't have braces yet. Like, that's
what's
how
that?
Old it is. We were at a Siebel show. Well, you were close. You said Ateneo. So, this was.
Okay.
We were both at the Siebel show at the same time.
Was that like Sinta or something?
I don't think
no.
It was Sinta. I never went to Sinta. It was
okay.
I can't remember the show either. But I was like, this is a Siebel show, and I remember it because we took it outside of the theater.
Okay.
In line.
Uh-huh.
So come on, keep up.
Yeah. Okay. I said Ateneo.
Yeah. She was like half right. She was half right. Okay. That's fine.
Thanks. Okay.
Come on, keep up. Come on. We're
it's
just like
get
unlocking.
Harder from here. Oh, no.
I don't know. Let's see. Okay, Gabby, you may start the next round.
I'm gonna make my next question easy because I think I took it too hard on you.
In China, the noodles are wontons. Okay, go Gabby.
So, you made a playlist for me. What's the first song in it?
What wow. The heck?
Girl, I swear, this is so easy.
Is this Safari?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Wait, what's the yes. song? What's the song?
It's Safari by J Balvin or something like that.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't think I've ever listened to that. I've never heard of that.
It's a bop. We first heard it in, I don't know where.
Don't
but
know
it
where.
Was played in New York also.
Yeah.
So it became our anthem.
Okay, New York. Okay.
New York, reoccurring theme in this podcast episode.
Okay. I get it. Y'all have traveled. All right. Okay, Lucy.
Okay, I'm since I'm going to go easy also, because Gabby did. Okay. Do you remember the first time we met? And what did we do?
Did we have lunch in Mom and Tina's?
Yeah, we did.
That was the first official meet.
Yeah, like the first time we had our first ever discussion and anything like that.
Yeah.
What's the context of this? Is this with your moms?
Yeah. Like, with a bunch of other like girls who we traveled together. Parang they booked their seats together. So the moms wanted to meet up and bring their children closer together.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
cute.
It.
You see, they planned it and they were like, oh, you guys don't know each other? Okay, get to know each other.
Fun.
Yeah, you sit there in that table, we'll sit here.
The kids' table, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. Dude, yeah. I don't even remember, like, the first time we met. Or, like, what...
I remember.
You remember?
I remember.
You remember. And then all the other questions that we asked earlier, you don't remember.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
I don't even... Like, I don't know. I remember it was in 9th grade. I just don't remember, like, what exactly happened.
Would you like me to refresh your memory?
I remember that Gabby was there, right? We, like, did... I think I met you guys at the same time.
She doesn't remember.
She just figured it out from my smile. I was like, oh no.
I think you were there, right?
Yeah, she's probably there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay, my turn for the question. This is a little easier also. Like, it's a lot easier, I guess, from the others. What was the very first film you recommended to me?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
I really don't.
This
I don't
is like
know,
the
probably...
crux of our friendship.
Is it Timothy Chalamet related?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's Call Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Call Me by... That aged horribly.
Yes,
I must...
that's why I was sort of hesitant to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It aged horribly.
I don't know.
But do you remember the reason you recommended it to me?
No. Why? It's not Timmy. Is it
no,
Timmy?
No, it wasn't... It wasn't Timmy yet. Like, the Timmy thing grew, and it became a bonding force between us.
Yes.
But then, okay. Like, I was genuinely... Okay, you don't remember. The reason you recommended it to me was because you asked me to cover Mystery of Love.
Oh.
And I was like, girl, that's so deep. The song is so deep. But okay, pop off. And then I didn't watch the movie... God, it took me like 2 months after you recommended it to me for me to watch it. And then I became a film bro. I'm just kidding.
Really? No.
I don't know. No, I mean, I think I was watching stuff before that, but then like, come on. We discussed so much movies like after that, I think.
Yeah.
But that was the...
Even to this day, your name on my Facebook is like Timothy Stan.
Yeah. It's
hasn't
the same.
Since.
It's the same nickname for you. Yeah, we're revealing our Facebook nicknames too on our podcast. Yeah, our Facebook nicknames are Timothy Stan, because Timothy Chalamet writes as he should. Okay. Nice. Yes, Timothy writes. I love him. We're gonna go for. I think this is the last round of questions. Am I right? So Gabby, please. Go ahead.
Okay, since we segued to nicknames,
nice.
Why is my Facebook name Saging Ka?
Okay, so yeah, Gabby's nickname on my phone is Saging Ka, and then yours on mine is Mort from Madagascar or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, Saging Ka, because that's how we used to say I love you, like as besties, right? But I don't know why the banana. I don't know. You used to eat a lot of bananas in high school.
Oh,
like, you'd make baon one all the time. Yeah. I just remember that.
That's so healthy.
But I don't know
I love it.
Why.
Yeah.
Is it right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
And then
God. It
was, like, Mort from Madagascar, because I was laughing at this video where this girl was ordering in the voice of Mort from Madagascar. She was like...
Yeah.
Can I have a shamrock shake? Or something like that. And I was just like laughing the entire day.
Wait, that's so funny because when you said Mort from Madagascar, all I think about are like the K can Julian, can I touch your feet? And I was like, she doesn't have like a foot fetish, does she? No, hope not.
Girl, no.
Okay, thank you for giving context. It's not the foot fetish thing.
Lucy, go.
Okay, I'm gonna go to one of Sophie's not so finest moments.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, do you remember it was Marian's birthday?
Oh dear Lord. Okay.
And do you remember what happened after the party? Question mark.
Yeah, I do. Like, oh. Which part? After, like, walking to the car or in the car? Which
oh
part?
My God.
All of that. Yes, I remember. Why? Why? Why, Lucy?
It's just so funny because there were so many people.
There were?
Yeah. Oh, no. And we were like five following you. And then we were all like dragging Sophie to the car. And she's just like,
oh my God.
And then the concierge was like, do you want the plastic bag? And then she was
so
like, and then she's like, no, I don't want to go home. And then, I don't know if you
asked. Yes.
And then she was like, no, I want to see your parents. I want to see your parents. Let me say hi to your parents first. And we were like, Sophie, let's go. And she's like, no, I need to see your parents. And then in the car, she was just like,
yep, I died in the car.
Nice.
I don't even know who was at the back of the car.
It was, I think, you, me, and Trina, or Ashley. And then Trina was also there. Was it Trina?
Okay.
I have no idea.
You don't even remember.
I don't even remember.
It makes me feel
but
so much
I remember
better.
The next day, Sophie called me out of nowhere. She was like, what the hell did I do? I don't remember last night.
It came back to me gradually. Oh my God,
I was just like,
so
okay,
amazing.
Sophie, okay, let me recall everything that happened, okay? Like this, like this, like this. I mean, it wasn't like so embarrassing naman. It was just funny to see because I never seen Sophie in that kind of, in that light, in that kind of situation.
Yeah, I'm not
but it's okay.
Sure
you're good.
I've seen you like super drunk.
No, Gabby's laughing.
That sound is so evil. She's like, I know. Would you like to... Okay, Gabby, what kind of drunk is she?
I've seen her math drunk. Have you guys met her math drunk?
Math drunk?
Yeah, when she solves math when she's drunk.
What? I can imagine that. She suddenly brings out her flashcards if ever.
Yeah, and then she's like trying to prove that she's still sober. And then she starts answering math questions and I'm just like, yeah, she's wasted. Go, sis. Go off, sis.
Lucy, I feel like that's something you would do if you got, like, super drunk. Like, you'd just solve
I'd be
math.
Like... that's
math queen.
Oh my God. Yep.
She's I thought at first you said, like, mad drunk.
No,
math. Mad would make more sense, but, like, math? Conscious.
I swear.
Know that
she does, like, fractions, and I'm just like...
I know you're a psalm major, but, like, this is too much. This is too much for us, love.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Math problem.
I'm also, like, talkative and, yeah. Just not
clingy.
Math.
You're
clingy,
a clingy
yeah,
girl.
For sure.
Yeah, same. I feel, yeah. All right. Okay. My last question is, like, it's not related to you being super wasted, because I don't think we've gotten super wasted together. But we do go drinking together, and
yes,
we did so the last time we saw each other before the pandemic started. We went to Pop Up, right?
Yes, we did.
Yes, and then you took me home, and
yes, I did.
I think you were tipsier than me, so this is
I
why
was.
I'm asking. Yes, you were. So that's why I'm gonna ask. There's a little video we have of us in the car. Singing to a song. What was the song? That was
okay, I don't know the song, but it was from High School Musical.
Yes, it was from High School Musical.
Yes.
What was the song? Come on.
You really gotta
you're
go
narrowing
like this.
Down. You're narrowing down the choices.
I don't know. There's three of them, girl. I don't know. Okay, give me a clue. Which movie?
That's gonna be so easy if I point out the movie.
Okay, I really don't know. Like, it was probably just on shuffle, like, my High School Musical playlist. I just know it was High School Musical, and I was lying down on your lap.
Okay, I'm gonna give you like 3 tries to guess the song.
I don't know the names of like the titles of the song. Is it like the I don't know, Breaking Free or something?
Okay, not it wasn't Breaking Free, so oh, last dear 2 Lord. Tries.
Okay, Breaking Free, not Breaking Free. Is it the I really don't know. It's blacking out right now. Wait.
You have 2 tries. Come on.
I need my High School Musical playlist. Wait. Almost there. Okay. It's not Start of Something New.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Last
one. Oh dear. Okay. So it's the 3rd movie. Right Here, Right Now. Or just
yeah! That's
Right
the
Here,
song!
Right Now. Got it.
She that's got it on the 3rd. It's like Wordle. She's like,
it's like Wordle.
She got on the last try. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that night. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Good night. That's a good time. Mm-hmm.
That's a great song to jam to, though.
I know, right?
Like, it is. Now that I think of it, mm-hmm. It's a pretty good song.
But yeah. Like that whole scene where you guys were going home and videoing it, that's such a wholesome thing.
It was. It was so dark, though. Like, I have the video somewhere, but it's so dark. You can just hear us going like, right
here,
I know, okay, Ju's a trained musical artist. I'm not. So imagine me drunk.
The betrayal.
No, guys, come on. But yes. So, that's the questions. Woo! She barely got any of it.
I got some.
She barely.
We had to go super easy on you, sis.
I know, especially Gabby. But Gabby, you brought so much to the table. Thank you so much for
your friendship.
Your friendship.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Much. Yes, of course. Now
this was fun.
Yes. Now I guess what we can do is share our love. Birthday messages. Wow. Even though, okay, disclaimer to the world or everyone watching this, her birthday is like next week, but like it's just that this is spilling in this release is spilling into April, so we might as well celebrate it while we can before all hell breaks loose once again. Okay.
Yes.
I feel that Gabby should go last for this round of birthday messages. Lucy, if it's okay, I can start. I can get the ball rolling.
Sure. Go after. You do it.
Yes. Okay. Oh, Sophie.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear Concha.
Sophie, get on.
Dear Conchitina. This is so funny because I don't like say sweet things. I mean, I'm sweet, but like we're not really like we've surpassed the point of our friendship where we're like perpetually sweet to each other. So. Time to be sweet again. It's Aries season, so we can do this in a very like fire sign way, but I'm very very grateful for you. Roll my eyes. I'm very grateful for you.
It's like she's got a gun to her head. She's like, I have to say this.
Oh god. Do I really need to say this?
Yeah. How long have we been friends? Like 7 years. Math, Sophie.
We gotta give her some alcohol so we can get it going.
7.
Okay, I think 7. 7 years we've been friends. It's always been a good time, you know. Like, I truly love your presence in my life, and I'm so very glad that. She's gonna start crying. That we became, like, super besties. Like, you know, late high school and into college, especially since we went off to Ateneo together. You've been such like great constant support in my life. You've proven it like endlessly, so thank you for being there. Okay, Lucy, go.
Thank you for being there. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, Sophie, hey.
Hey!
So weird.
And you know the one I don't say a lot, I do more, you know, actions speak louder than words, wow. Okay, so, advance happy birthday, but
and this is coming out on Friday. So happy birthday, Sophie.
Honestly, our friendship, for me, it was unexpected. I know, like, there was something like that tied us, but I never knew that we were gonna become friends. So it was an unexpected but very bountiful friendship. Wow!
Bountiful.
Okay. Wow, yeah. You know, I was very shy at first, but I think, like, even though we're different, we found there's still commonalities and our interests. We share interests and all. And I think the way we just, like, we're super relaxed lang and chill with each other, even from the beginning, this is something that it felt so genuine and true and wow, precious, wow. But like our friendship, like you, me, and Ju, it's like really ones that I treasure because you're one of those few friends I have that you just know that they'll always be there for you. You know, it's not high maintenance, but we're always there for each other. And you know, we pick up wherever we left off. And I always love the support that you both give. Well, included na si Ju dito.
This is also for me.
But of course, you're a part of our big friendship. Of our friendship. So, of course, without one, there's also not the other. But, you know, so we all work together. Well,
okay.
No, but I love you so much, dearest. And your honesty is such a big source of inspiration. I think the way you conduct...
Huh?
Yeah! And I mean, it's not just YouTube. I think it's just the way you conduct your life and everything, you know. I mean, you sometimes say it's not true. And, of course, there's always struggles in life. But even the way you handle those... It's such a big inspiration for me, you know, with what I'm going through. So I always look up to you and how you deal with that. So I love you so much.
Aw, guys. This is so weird. This is so
weird. She's like, how do I receive this love? Yep. All right, Gabby's turn. Like,
woo! Okay, my message is happy birthday. That's all. Thank you. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks.
Yeah, true friend.
No, D-Y. Kidding. I honestly have no idea where to start because we have been through so much.
Yep.
Yeah, like grade school, high school, college. Hopefully, when you get married and have your kids and everything and all that, I'm gonna still be there. I'm gonna be like the godmother or the ninang of your babies or whatever.
Oh, we'll
you
all
want.
Be ninangs for sure.
Yeah, of course, for sure. Too. Yeah, we're gonna be like your bridesmaids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that continues because like what Lucy and Ju said, you are an inspiration to all of us. And not just all of us by the three of us. I mean like all the people watching your YouTube, all the people who are surrounded by you and all that stuff. You are an amazing person and I am so grateful that I got to meet you and I don't know what to say.
Parang hindi nila kaya sabihin tapos irinig parang.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you and all the brain cells that you have because I think besides the emotional aspect of this friendship, like you're able to match like the intellectual side. Like we have conversations that I dare not dream of having with other people because like sometimes it's crazy
too much,
yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes too much but like you get that and you're just very easy to talk to and very trustworthy and yeah I love you. Aww. Many more years to come.
Yeah,
I'm green in the face. For all the listeners, I'm green in the... No, I'm kidding.
Gabby really said, aww, we're smarter than all of you.
No, yeah. I think everyone's smart. Everyone's smart in their own way. Yeah.
Wow. You humble machine.
Humble.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty dumb.
Oh my gosh. But yes, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Gabby. And that's kind of it for our Sophie's special. She's turning 20. She's gonna leave.
Finally.
Teen years behind.
Let's go, sis.
Let's
one
go.
More year until you're legal everywhere.
Yeah. Get into it. Yeah. So that's it. Woo.
Let's birthday go to New York soon. With Ju when yeah. she turns 21.
With Ju.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I really want to go back to New York. You know.
yeah, let's make it happen, guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's it for today's surprise episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. Happy birth—I mean, happy advanced birthday, Miss Concha.
Thank you.
We'll see. I think we're all seeing you next 2 weeks, right? Are we all gonna
yes.
see each other? Yes. Oh my gosh, Gabby, I haven't seen you in so long.
April 8th, let's go.
Yeah. Well, they're telling me the world. Yeah, we have plans. Don't look for us.
We're not introverts. We have plans.
We have plans.
Not
don't
that
look for us.
To be an introvert.
Yeah. We have plans.
Thanks
don't
for
look
that
for us. But yep. yes. Sophie, anything you wanna say before we wrap it up?
Okay, I knew this was happening. Like,
what?
I had the biggest inkling because I was trying to figure out the flow and then nobody was, like, really responding on time. So I was like, okay, I feel like something's
responded.
Happening.
I responded. I was like, I need to respond so, you know, I can keep the cover story going.
Yeah, and I feel Lucy. I was like, Lucy, you're doing great. Let's go.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, we're doing great.
Wait, what was the cover story?
I don't know, we just
the
had
same
to pick
we
a topic.
Did for Ju's birthday last month.
Exactly. It's the same
we
thing.
Got lazy.
So I was like, nah, dude. Yeah, but no, seriously, thank you. Like, this is. We're finally gonna be 20 together and.
Yeah, finally. She's
I
not
know.
A baby anymore.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Ju's 22. Wait, no, not 22, she's 21.
She jumped a year.
Excuse me.
She's 20,
Lucy.
Sophie's 19, but she's finally 20.
Yeah.
And I love you guys. Like, you guys know this now. I don't have to, like, be sweet. But you guys know I love you.
You have to be sweet. Yeah. We love you. Rose eyes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it for today's special episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. If you like what you hear and want more of this, I guess, go follow us on Instagram at Girl Talk Unsupervised. You can find me on Instagram at JuMarch_.
You can find me on Instagram at Lucia Lizares.
Me? Okay. You can find me on Instagram at Sophie_Concha and YouTube Sophie Concha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Gabby keeps her life private. So.
All right. Gabby, keep it private. Thank you so much, Gabby, for being
yes,
here.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my God.
You
thank you
so
much for
much
having me,
table.
Guys. This is so fun.
Yes. You should listen to this more.
And I love seeing Sophie's face. She was like, oh my god.
Yeah, we wanted to get that reaction. So that's it for today's episode. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye, everyone.